At the University of Freiburg in Switzerland, monkeys with tiny electrodes in their brain were placed in an apparatus with two lights and two boxes. Every so often, one of the lights turned on. One light meant that there was food to be found in the box on the right. The other meant that there was food in the box on the left. At first, they opened the boxes at random, but eventually they figured out the pattern. Each time one of them chose correctly and received the food reward, the electrodes embedded in their monkey brains measured a spike in their dopamine release. Eventually, this spike fired at the exact same time the lights went on. This means that dopamine activity in the brain isn't actually a marker of pleasure or reward, as previously thought. It's a reaction to the unexpected, to possibility and anticipation of a reward. Dr. Wolfram Schultz had discovered a new paradigm in our understanding of the human experience. This is why we are drawn to the call of the unknown. When something happens that's better than what we predicted, the dopamine high we get from that novelty is called a reward prediction error. What if I told you, you could have everything you ever wanted? These things, as they often do, come with a price. It doesn't keep me honest, comforting you to know the breath you like to take. This is a podcast about multi-level marketing. Each episode, I cover their inner workings, origins, and nuances. I try to answer the question, is this the opportunity of a lifetime? Or the illusion of one. And takes you to a perfect form of. My name is Jill, and you're listening to Opportunity Cost.
This is a harsh kind of business, and we'll require a harsh kind of man to see to it.
As this topic is particularly litigious, I need to make a quick disclaimer. This podcast contains my opinion. Everything in this podcast falls under fair use. No claims made about MLMs in general necessarily apply to the particular company I'm discussing in this episode. No statements made by distributors or former distributors in this podcast are necessarily representative of the company's views. Coming up on Opportunity Cost.
Are we ready? Let's drop it like it's hot. See if it's unicorns and diamonds or not. Let's go!
Whether you're looking to make an extra $200 a month, an extra $500 a month, an extra $10,000 a month, whatever your mindset is, whatever your why is, I would love to coach you and I would love, love, love to change your life.
Look how pretty these dangles are. These are, they're diamonds! Oh my God! Genuine aquamarine and genuine diamonds on solid 925 sterling silver earrings. Suggested retail $1,000. Honey, I got diamonds!
Hey guys, I just want to come on here and let everyone know that I will be on tomorrow morning. I know it's not the mornings that I usually come on, but tomorrow is the end of the month. Please, please, please go in tonight. Even if it's one ring each of these, it would help out a lot. So, please go in and get this stuff and get it out of here, girlfriends. I need to get this shit out of here.
This study and analysis in the intro was paraphrased from the book, The Molecule of More, a fascinating look into the study of human behavior as it relates to dopamine. The reward prediction error in particular is one that has a large impact on our fascination and addiction to all kinds of gambling. Social media used to be a place where you kept up with your friends or your weird aunt who had a lot of cats would send you a virtual birthday card. People don't scroll TikTok in 2023 to keep up with their friends. They scroll TikTok to be entertained. And Bomb Party definitely fits that bill.
Are we ready? Let's drop it like it's hot. See if it's unicorns and diamonds or not. Let's go! Biscano!
The first thing you see when you click into a Bomb Party rep's live video is usually a large glass container filled with water. You think, oh, what's this? Is she doing some kind of science experiment? That looks fun. There's usually music blaring in the background, something vaguely familiar, a generic pop song pulsing out a low beat. The rep calls out names of customers who purchased one of her chalky-looking balms, and the rep holds out different options of the same size for the customer to choose. Once the lucky balm is chosen, the rep drops it into the container and it erupts.
As well as your other size 11 October fizzy is going in too. We drop it like it's hot, we fizz for you, girl. Good luck, good luck.
Fizzing out a wrapped up foil package where their prize is set to be revealed.
This is called Feeling a Spark. She is lab-grown Azure Blue Fire Opal on rhodium plating with a suggested retail price of $188.
Bomb Party, originally named Ring Bomb Party, was founded in 2016 by two sisters, Lillian and Isabella Coleman.
First of all, welcome. Hello. Hi, my name is Lily. This is Bella.
Hi.
We are the founders of Bomb Party.
After launching a successful apparel company, the Coleman sisters decided to set their sights on a new venture, DIY bath bombs.
In 2016, we created Ring Bomb Party. It was actually Ring Bomb Party at the time. And we wanted to create a company with gorgeous surprise reveal jewelry. So everything is super affordable, an amazing value. Everything is custom designed by Bomb Party right here in Sweet Home, Alabama. So Ring Bombs are these little fizzy cubes that have the sizes on top because we offer sizes 5 through 11 in rings. So this is like a bomb, bath bomb. It's not meant for your bath. It's got no essential oils, no fragrances. It's meant specifically for live reveal parties. Okay.
As they tell it, their ring bomb concept went viral on Facebook and hit a million views in 1 month. Customers were so intrigued that they wanted to sell the jewelry and host their own parties. And so, they join the leagues of companies with a direct selling model. Bomb Party brings the spectacle. Neither the rep nor the customer know what's going to come out of that bomb before they fizz it. It's a microcosm, like looking into a glitter snow globe where everything is pink and sparkly and everyone is happy.
This one is a beautiful design featuring a lab-created lime, apple green topaz, and blue sapphire on a triple 18-karat yellow gold-plated band. Suggested retail price, $135. So let's put the ring vision on this little beautiful ring. And this is this one. Oh, wow, guys. Look at that. Wow. Look at that. You guys, I love, love, love this so much.
And it reminds me a lot of another MLM of infamy, LuLaRoe. Reps ordered boxes of different sizes of styles and didn't know what patterns or colors would be inside of the boxes. LuLaRoe reps would go live unboxing their wild patterned leggings and selling them on the spot.
I was told constantly to reinvest what I made back into my inventory until I got to a place in my inventory that I was comfortable. And I said, I don't really know what that means. And my upline would say, well, I would say between 5 and 10 pieces in each size of every style you carry.
This is Roberta Blevins. You might know her from this Vice documentary, or Lula Rich on Amazon, or her wildly successful podcast, Life After MLM.
And so my inventory just grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and really got big. But my upline kept saying, yes, 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 you're in the sweet spot. You're exactly where you want to be. You can't sell a ton if you don't have a ton. And it just felt so empowering and so wonderful. And I was somebody in LuLaRoe, you know, like that's how it felt. I was completely addicted to dopamine, getting a sale.
Sold 88.
Whew, dopamine. Getting a new box. Whew. Dopamine. Give me more. And I remember my upline going, oh, you'll hit coach, no problem. You'll hit mentor. You'll be mentor by this time next year.
The meteoric downfall of LuLaRoe's seemingly exponential growth started with a monumental tanking of the quality of their inventory.
You would open the boxes and it would smell like old food. Some of it would have spots on it and some of it would come in and you would open the packages and it would be wet. And here I am. Want some clothes?
All three of these pairs that I got were soaking wet. They came soaking wet. Here is the tag.
And so I reached up to my upline in our team page and I said, hey, I got these leggings and they're soaking wet. Has anybody else got soaking wet leggings? This is really weird. They smell like mildew. And I remember like it being deleted and then getting an instant message from my sponsor going, oh, no, 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 you can't post that kind of stuff because it's negative.
As the consultants grew more voracious, buying up more and more inventory at higher speeds, LuLaRoe couldn't keep up with production. I believe Bomb Party consultants are destined to run into the same pitfalls that plagued LuLaRoe. Sky-high inventory loading, low profit margins, high expenses, and shipping costs. For what, in my opinion, is the same quality of jewelry that you can get from quarter gumball machines at Chuck E. Cheese. Bomb Party's website doesn't mention much about their sourcing, quote, "We partner with the finest craftsmen in the industry. You can see their meticulous eye for detail in every aspect of Bomb Party jewelry. We hold them to rigorous standards of workmanship and source only the highest quality lab-created stones and semi-precious gems, metals, and findings." From current and former reps that I've talked to, the jewelry is allegedly manufactured overseas and shipped to the US, where it's packaged and put into the fizz bombs, before being purchased wholesale by consultants.
So we custom design new collections each and every single month. Every single collection of jewelry is handcrafted, hand designed, every stone hand set. We're constantly designing into our collections. Mm-hmm. We're constantly adding in brand new styles into our original reveals. Yep. And those sizes range from 5 to 11. We also design necklaces, bracelets, and earrings.
Bomb Party jewelry is usually rhodium-plated, gold-plated, cubic zirconia, or lab-grown stones. The stones are huge, sometimes haloed with smaller stones. It looks like the rings I used to love playing with in my Pretty Pretty Princess set.
You see, a long time ago in a kingdom far away, I was playing this game called Pretty Pretty Princess.
Even as a self-described tomboy, I loved Pretty Pretty Princess.
Then I got the crown, and poof! Here I am, Pretty Pretty Princess Gwendolyn, and the ruler of the entire universe.
Nostalgia aside, I can see how Bomb Party jewelry would be appealing to some people. Maybe Southern girls who love to accessorize. Bomb Party's website says their jewelry starts at just $19.95 and is, quote, valued at up to $1,500.
So this is a ring bomb. Inside is a beautiful custom piece of jewelry. So you pay $19.95. And again, you can get something that's anywhere from $25 all the way up to $1,500. And boo boo, yes, we have diamonds!
They don't cite any sources or documents to back up this valuation claim. And consultants take Bomb Party at their word.
And I got a beautiful new setting! Okay, so my ring is the Claretta band. I got lab created smoky quartz, rhodium plated, $92. Check this out, you guys. Check it out. Oh my
God. Typically, any wholesale price for jewelry manufacturers is 50% of the retail price it would eventually be sold at. If you buy a necklace for $10, the cost to manufacture it is somewhere around $5. For a retailer to turn around and sell that necklace, they have to factor in the cost to package and market it. Their basic ring bomb sells for $13.46 wholesale to the consultant. So based on the 50% rule, which is generous considering we don't know who their actual suppliers are, that ring might have cost around $7 to produce, package, and sell. Because layers and layers of bonuses and commissions have to be accounted for in the pricing of the product, I believe the product's manufacturing cost has to be even lower than this. I put a photo of their Chelsea ring into a reverse image search and found an exact replica being sold on Shein for $2. Bomb Party claims that their jewelry is better than these other retailers and is worth much more than what their consultants are selling it for. If their jewelry was actually worth that much, Do you think Bomb Party would be selling it to their consultants for just $13 a pop?
We are shipping out diamonds every single day, multiple diamonds every single day. They are in everything we do. So even our original collections, even those items that are always available, guess what? They have diamonds in them every day. They're everywhere. Like, and unicorns. On top of diamonds, we have special unicorns.
When we say there's unicorns hidden inside, like she mentioned, we make them in very small batches. Mm-hmm. So if we have a collection that has 100,000 pieces, for instance, the unicorns, there will be 100 of them hidden within the collection that we make in very small exclusive batches that are also in solid 925 sterling.
Yes.
So you could reveal unicorns, you could reveal diamonds. It's so much fun. It's such a party.
Here's a quote from Bomb Party's website. Inside every Bomb Party collection, we hide a handful of genuine diamond gemstone rings and necklaces valued at up to $1,500 each. Again, they don't offer any documents to support that these diamonds are in fact real, or give a valuation of their carat rating from an actual jeweler. We're supposed to trust their southern charm on this one.
You're kidding! You're kidding! We got a unicorn! We got another unicorn in the ring! Only one of 100 made. Suggested retail is 178 pineapples. It is literally the most delicious, beautiful, princessy, insane. I love it. Oh, it's so good.
On all of the videos I've seen of diamond reveals, the consultants all react in the same way. In short, they are hyped.
Look how pretty these dangles are. These are, oh, they're diamonds. Oh my God. Oh, I had confetti somewhere and I don't know where it's at. Oh my gosh. She got diamonds. Oh God, I got chills. Oh my gosh. Genuine aquamarine and genuine diamonds on solid 925 sterling silver earrings. Suggested retail $1,000. Honey, I got diamonds.
Play Diamonds by Rihanna.
Look at that beauty. Genuine black onyx and genuine diamonds on solid sterling silver. Suggested retail is 500 sizzles, you guys.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my, I'm about to cry.
This is Lillian herself, revealing a diamond ring on a corporate call, which usually the entire organization tunes into.
This wasn't planned.
No,
this wasn't planned.
No.
Oh my God, I'm about to cry.
I'm gonna pass out. I'm turning red.
Okay. What's happening?
Oh my God.
This was not planned.
This is so cool. This is so cool.
This was not planned. Okay.
She says it wasn't planned, but I find that hard to believe. Can you imagine the thrill of opening a genuine diamond on a live party? Every time a Bomb Party consultant unfurls a ring from its cocoon of foil, especially a genuine diamond, those dopamine receptors light up like a freaking Christmas tree. There are a few starter kits that you can buy to become a consultant for Bomb Party. But unlike other MLMs, there's no possible way to purchase or look at the pricing of anything on Bomb Party's website. You have to go through a consultant to find out what the starter kits and collections run for. And I believe that that's by design. Lucky for you, I've done some sleuthing. Your personalized Bomb Party website costs $19.95 a month. The first month is free. How generous. Then you can purchase a starter kit,
There are three starter kits for y'all to choose from. The first one is $99. It includes everything here in this box. You're going to get a sleeve of ring bombs. This is called a rainbow pack. You're going to get size 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You're going to get your Bomb Party spoon, your Bomb Party embroidered towel. You've got a ring cone, a jewelry cloth, and a macro lens. This is so that you can see the jewelry up close. We call this ring vision. And a diamond pin. And then there are some bubble mailers behind here. The second kit is $366. This comes free in the $366 kit. You're going to get everything here, plus you're going to get 25 ring bombs, plus this 5 makes 30. Then you're going to get one necklace and one earring. The third kit is $599. You're going to get more inventory. Again, you're going to get this whole box, plus an additional 35 ring bombs, plus this 5, which is a total of 40. You're going to get 5 earrings and 5 necklaces. I started with the 366 kit. It was perfect for me. I bought the 366 kit and then I added on some other collections that I wanted. You can use Klarna or Affirm also to pay for your kits. If y'all have any questions, please feel free to reach out and ask.
5 bombs and the $99 kit isn't a lot of inventory to sell, so I could see how purchasing the larger kits would feel like the better investment. For Bomb Party and the consultant uplines, it would be in their best interest to encourage new recruits to purchase the larger kits.
If you're here, it's because you're interested in becoming a bomb-dropping queen, and I am so excited for you. We do have a $599 kit. That is the kit that I would recommend you guys going with if you are able to. You really need more than one of every size, okay? You really do need to have inventory to be able to party, to be able to launch. So that's why I definitely recommend going with the $366 or the $599 kit.
Uplines market their encouragement of consultant collection purchases by positioning it as a potential of lost sales if you don't have multiples of every size and style.
Having inventory for people at all times, it's what's most important in your business. I'm sorry, but you cannot measure how many sales you lose by selling out of inventory. That is so detrimental to your business. And so I encourage you to invest in your business and have faith and go for it. Every business comes to a point where you have to make investments, and this is no different. And so once I made investments in my business, bigger investments, and having more on hand, you know, I used to have like 2 sleeves of everything, and now I have like 7 sleeves of everything at all times. I make sure I always have enough, and I always have enough sizes, 5 through 11, no exception. Even if I don't have a lot of size 5 customers, you might get them tomorrow. You just never know with this business. So having everything, so people get used to knowing, hey, she's always going to have my size. Make the investment in your business, and I promise you, you will not regret it. Sending you guys so much love and light. Take care.
Depending on the style or collection, reps earn 25 to 37% off each sale of a product to customers. For example, their original Ring Bomb collection, a 5-pack sold wholesale at $67, sold to customers at $19.95 apiece, a single bomb sale makes you around $6. This doesn't include the cost of packaging and shipping that item to the customer. For new consultants at the bottom rank, Topaz Party Consultant, there is a 350 PV monthly requirement to buy wholesale just to stay at the bottom rank and make commission. If you want to rank up to the very next rank, Topaz Lead Consultant, there are DV requirements, which is downline volume. As the ranks increase, the downline volume requirements increase rapidly. If you recruit a team underneath you, you can make increasing percentages or bonuses from your direct recruits, or their recruits, or their recruits' recruits. As these bonuses stack on top of each other, the percentage commissions climb higher and higher.
So whether you're looking to make an extra $200 a month, an extra $500 a month, an extra $10,000 a month, whatever your mindset is, whatever your why is, you can replace your entire income. You can become a full-time Bomb Party rep. We do have the trainings there if that's what you're willing to do. I would love to coach you, and I would love, love, love to change your life. That's what I'm in here for. I'm in this business to make as many women successful as I can, to give them the opportunity to not have to work a 9-to-5, to be able to stay home with their children, you guys. I am a mom myself. I do have three beautiful children, and I do stay home with them. So, are you ready to join? Are you ready to commit? Are you ready to go all in? We are looking for some goal setters, y'all. We are looking for some queens to rock this business.
The easiest way to think about this is, would you rather make $5 on a single sale and have to repurchase every month to have all of the new styles and sizes? Or would you rather make sizable bonuses off of hundreds of people underneath you who are purchasing inventory and recruiting other team members? My personal belief is that Bomb Party doesn't track, or if it does, it doesn't care, whether the wholesale collections their consultants buy end up in the hands of actual customers. The demand for this kind of product or experience, and the demand for people interested in becoming consultants, is naturally a limited market. If you're being recruited, chances are you're already levels and levels and levels beneath someone who started in the company when it launched 6 years ago. In this kind of model, you have little to no chance of making a decent income unless you happen to be able to build a team of hundreds underneath you. Risk and reward. But how much risk is worth the reward?
When I started BP, I was a registered nurse working full time.
There are lots of reasons why someone would be persuaded to join and stay long-term with Bomb Party. This is just one example.
I was very active in Boy Scouts with my older son. I was a therapeutic foster parent, and I was doing DoorDash on the side, and I had a few PRN nursing jobs also. I wanted to be able to stay at home and be with my kids more. I wanted to be able to go out and have some fun sometimes, you know, which I never got to do. I'm a single parent, and I wanted to be able to also to be able to have some extras for my kids and for me.
Staying requires that you understand the costs, the time commitment, and the need to recruit in order to make any money.
And what do I want from now in the future? I would like to have more people on my team so that I can help them to achieve the same goals or whatever goal they want to achieve. Because with BP, it is possible.
I need to make something off of what I'm doing. And I'm not. You don't get commission on what you sell. You get it on what you buy. And you have to add people under you. The more people you get under you guys, the more money you make.
I've hopped into a few TikTok lives myself, and you can definitely tell who's been around for a while and who might be new. The OGs have crazy decorated backdrops and lights and bells and whistles. They've got hundreds of people tuning into their lives. The newbies have maybe 7 to 10 people on their live streams, and you can tell they're just not quite as comfortable in front of the camera.
Welcome in. It does take that really big initial investment, and then it takes a while to build it off so you can start paying yourself back for that. Like, it's hard. It's hard.
I have to wonder, if you're a new consultant to Bomb Party, how long do you stay and buy up inventory and spend money before you figure out that you're not making any money at all?
Hey guys, I just want to come on here and let everyone know that I will be on tomorrow morning. I know it's not the mornings that I usually come on, but tomorrow is the end of the month. I do need a paycheck tomorrow morning too, guys. So please, please, please go in tonight. Even if it's one ring each of these, it would help out a lot. So please go in and get this stuff and get it out of here, girlfriends. I need to get this shit out of here.
As recently as October of this year, their Halloween bracelet stack collection crashed Bomb Party's website. This is not customers coming in to buy stacks, it's the reps voraciously buying up inventory. At their recent Disney cruise event, Bomb Party offered incentive programs to qualify to be eligible to attend by purchasing collections and by recruiting team members before the deadline. At the cruise itself, Bomb Party offered a special collection of rings that were exclusive only to the reps in attendance. If that's not a transparent attempt to garner a large chunk of sales from their reps in one sitting, I don't know what is. If you can manage to pull your eyes away from the names, sizes, and stone descriptions being blasted through the haze of Bath Bomb Fizz and Taylor Swift, the backgrounds of these consultant TikToks tell a revealing story of their own. In the background of one such consultant, there are hundreds of boxes behind her, in drawers, stacked precariously on shelves, in every color and size and shape. Lucky for you, I love spreadsheets, so I did some back-of-the-napkin math of what I thought she might be holding in inventory. The total came out to $19,362. Of all of the videos I've seen of people unwrapping their packages from Bomb Party consultants, 99% of them are from other consultants.
I just got some happy mail. And I think I know what this is. I think this is my October birthday from Jenna. And I'm so excited!
Which means consultants are buying jewelry from each other to fuel their own addiction to Bomb Party.
Oh, Jenna, it's so pretty!
There's a singular kind of addiction that comes with unboxing something new at your front door. Stacked on top of an addiction to revealing the next bomb. Stacked on top of an addiction to seeing that paycheck for a few measly dollars come in every week.
You guys, I love, love, love this so much. I buy from other reps, you guys. I'm so addicted to this that I own over 500 rings from this company. Yes, it's very addictive.
Recently, there have been complaints from consultants and customers that they've revealed duplicates of the same ring or received jewelry that's broken. On the Better Business Bureau page for Bomb Party, these complaints are rampant. Remember when we heard consultants talking about the supposed retail value of these items? Well, one such review tells this story. I was watching a TikTok live and I asked about the rings, because she kept saying the dollar amount after she read the description of the ring. She told me the ring was worth $240, and it's not only me she told it to. So I'm intrigued and decide to purchase three original rings. She was telling me what I have revealed and told me one of the rings was worth $132, the next was $108, and the last was $112. So I was excited that I had pieces worth that much. Almost a week later, I received my package. That same day, I took them to a local jeweler to get them appraised. She told me all of my rings were not even worth $20. So obviously I'm upset. Had she told me these were just costume jewelry, I would have never purchased. In recent months, the quality of inventory has further gone downhill, with stones falling out of items before they're even opened, or mismatched color gems that have been haphazardly placed.
I have to fizz you a new one because whoever made this ring forgot to put the stone inside of it. And you surely don't just want a rose gold plated ring, right? Like, we want a stone in there. So I'm gonna fizz you a new one.
There are other allegations too, of reps weighing items like their bracelet stacks to set desirable stacks aside for themselves and selling them at a markup, as much as $200 for one bracelet. Also allegedly, some reps have tried to cheat the surprise system by opening packages themselves and resealing before going live. Their response to these allegations has been less than forthcoming.
Just because the plastic was cut already doesn't mean it was revealed.
I'm not personally tempted to clutch pearls about this, but for customers and reps who are playing by the rules, skirting the system set up by Bomb Party is deceptive at worst and cheating at best. I see going out of business sales, or de-stashing as they call it, all over the place.
I have not been on because I am resigning from VP I have not done it yet. I'm planning on doing it Friday. So just let everyone know that I will not be on this week or this weekend. I have a lot going on. But I do want to thank everyone this past weekend for helping me out with everything that you guys did. I know a lot of you like the BP, and that's awesome. Stay where you like it, but I have to do what I got to do for me.
Thousands of rings for sale from consultants who left and couldn't sell their old inventory.
So I have taken pictures of all my rings, all my stacks, all the necklaces, earrings, everything that I have that is available for D-Stash. Super, super cheap. And if you are a previous customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to post them over there after I finish this video. So head on over, and it's first come, first serve. So I'm trying to get the word out. So spread it around. All right, I'll see you all later. Bye.
Bomb Party is selling a spectacle in more ways than one. It's selling the anticipation of that diamond or that birthstone ring that you really wanted, sold through layers of illusion. The wall of your phone screen, the stage of their reveal backdrop, the blasting music, the fake excitement and screaming to convince you that yes, you bought something of value. I keep thinking about those monkeys and how they're trapped in this manufactured environment, waiting and waiting and watching in anticipation for the light to reveal the next ring. Oh, did I say ring? I meant food. It's easy to look at these fabricated experiences and Bomb Party's inherent kitschiness and make fun of these people for falling for something that, in my view, is an obvious scam. But that would be a simplistic take on the persuasive tactics used during recruitment. Bomb Party tells you you're the master of your own destiny. Sparkle and Spice and some well-timed TikTok lives offer you the chance to make life-changing money. Meanwhile, stacks and stacks of inventory might be filling up your office. As of the recording of this episode, Bomb Party hasn't released an income disclosure statement, which means there's no way to know how much consultants at each rank are making or losing. Speaking of gambling, according to a study from the Consumer Awareness Institute by John M. Taylor, MBA and PhD, you have a better chance of making a profit from gambling, a 2.9% chance, than you do from joining an MLM, a 0.04% chance. So, is Bomb Party the fizzy fun way to leave your 9-to-5, or is it just another reward prediction error? I'll let you decide. Don't you see that man is lying to you? He's in your mind now, don't you let him fool you? What's distracting you on every screen? While we dance around, his hands are clean. Opportunity Cost is brought to you by Blow Studio. It is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jill. If you have a story to share, email me at blow.studio@gmail.com. That's blow, blow.studio@gmail.com. Follow me at opcostpod on Instagram. That's OPPCOSTPOD. Thanks for listening. Haven't you had quite enough?